Good afternoon and welcome to the Victory Lane podcast. I have with me today Alex Rourke, president of VSCDA, Jeff Perasik, who's a VSCDA stalwart, Sports 2000 racer, and event chair, and also Denny Gernert, as a board member of the Vintage Sports 2000 Association. Gentlemen, would you be so kind as to introduce yourselves?
This is Alex Rourke, president of the Vintage Sports Car Drivers Association.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for being here. Jeff?
This is Jeff Perasik. I'm a board member of VSCDA as well as a S2 driver.
And Denny?
Yeah, this is Denny Gernert. I've been involved with the club for about 13 years on the board of Vintage Sports 2000 North America, and I'm also the sponsor chair as far as getting sponsors for the club.
Thank you, gentlemen. Alex, could you give us a quick rundown on the overall picture of your event at Grattan?
Sure. And I'd like to begin on behalf of both organizations to thank Victory Lane and you for all the attention you've given us and doing things to make our sport all the more fun and to help to share it with others who love vintage racing. We have upcoming event at Groton, Michigan, weekend after next, which is our annual event at the track, which is one of the most entertaining and challenging that certainly I've ever been on. And what has been spectacular with this for this year is, I mean, it's a tough year with many cancellations, people being understandably concerned about traveling, but we're having a remarkably good turnout. And part of the reason for that is really the work that my colleague and friend Jeff Perasik has done with in relation to S2000s. I should also mention, besides being a board member and someone who races in S2000, he's also been co-chair of our Blackhawk event. So he has given everything and is the one behind our rides for and charity raising for disabled American veterans. So wherever you look, Jeff has been a major contributor to what we're doing. But what Jeff has been doing for a good while is talking with members of the S2000 community about having a special group to race at Groton. And through his efforts and the efforts of the S2000 folks, that's fallen in place. And it looks like at the moment we'll have between 20 and 25, which is absolutely wonderful. And sort of across the board, we're having a really good turnout for the event. With that, I think I should just turn it over to Jeff.
Well, I say thank you, Alex. This really all started, and I have to give credit to VS2NA. They put us on their national schedule a few years back, and we had a year off last year, and then they were gracious enough to put us back on the national schedule for this year. And so we've been working for the past year with VS2NA to try and get as many S2 drivers as we could, and the event chairs for the Groton event have been gracious enough to let us have our own run group for the whole year. And so we had times where with COVID-19, we weren't certain if the event would happen or we'd be able to get enough people. But as Alex said, it's all worked out, and we're excited to have somewhere between 20 and 25 S2s running in their own group all weekend.
I'm sure most people in our audience are familiar with S2000, but for neophytes like myself, what's the excitement of an S2000?
Well, I think, let me preface what I'm going to say. But I've been involved with the club for 13 years, and the club is really grassroots racing at the vintage label. That is probably the most efficient way to go out and have fun. The cars weigh about 1330 with a driver. So the cars are about 1,100 pounds, maybe 150 horsepower. And, you know, they'll take a sweeper corner at 100 mile an hour and top end out at 135. But I think what's really made the club so successful over the years is the camaraderie. And we just continue to grow because SCCA years ago did away with the class, and everybody wants to go vintage racing. So here we are. I guess on my email list, I'm up to over 100. Probably have 60 to 70 active drivers and car owners. And we basically have tried to run 7 to 8 events up and down the East Coast over the past years. The COVID has obviously screwed up this year, but we're just a bunch of good guys having fun, helping each other. And it's not about winning. It's about going out and driving and enjoying the sport.
Jeff or Denny, is S2000, is that an easy car to run? Are there people to support you, shops, engine builders?
We've got a lot of people that support their own cars, and then we've got a lot of guys that use prep shops that bring their cars to the track. The cars are very reliable, and I think for the dollars invested, you can't get better track time with any better return on investment. What do you think, Jeff?
Oh, I agree. I used to race a Sprite, and I loved racing my Sprite, but as most Sprite drivers know, they break quite often. And so after 10 years of that, I was really looking to do something that was more reliable and more of a purpose-built race car. So S2 was the logical choice for me. And it's been about 10 years of racing an S2 and absolutely love it. I think Denny's absolutely right. I think it's probably the best, most fun car for the money that you can find in vintage racing.
You have obviously the feature at Grattan. Tell us a little bit about what you've arranged and how it works in the S2000 world.
Well, what we've arranged with the race chairs, oftentimes we're put in groups with open wheel cars, Formula Fords and such. But we've arranged for this weekend to have our own run group the whole weekend. And in addition to that, we also have an enduro that they can sign up for another hour of track time. So we're probably, I think we have 8 or 9 sessions if you were to run every session. So I think the guys are going to really like Grattan. A number of them have not been there before, and I'm very excited to see what they think about the track.
Alex, why don't you give us a little bit more about the overall picture of the Grattan event?
We call it our summer party because it's a plan. It's perfect, mid-August, rolling countryside in Michigan on a track that has a little bit of everything. It's got off-camber turns. It's got sweepers. It's got a rather remarkable straightaway that rolls into somewhat of a bank turn that has a traditional right-hand turn, and then all of a sudden you've got an off-camber left that you would think if you mess it up, you're going to get dumped into a pond. So it's got just a little bit of everything that you could want. And it sort of personifies, I think, really club racing and being able to have, to really enjoy the folks you're racing with as much as the experience of racing. The one thing I did want to mention is I hadn't touched on it enough before, I don't think, but there, safety is a very important thing to VSCDA. And we've always been good about that and take it seriously as far as driver behavior. But we do take COVID-19 and all the regulations from the state and nationally seriously. And we had great compliance with that at Blackhawk. We're anticipating it also at Grattan. As a matter of fact, the turnout, though, for this has been so spectacular that we have actually cut off taking registrations at this point. There's often attrition, so we've made it clear that you could have a waiting list, but we really have done remarkably well, and it looks like it'll be a very exciting weekend with everything from traditional racing to the enduros, which Jeff is behind sponsoring as a great fundraiser for charity. So it's got a little bit of something for everybody.
Congratulations to be oversubscribed and on a waiting list. That's obviously a huge success.
It is exciting to have reached that point. And I would think when Jeff is a board member, we were all thinking about this beforehand, we would have been very happy with a smaller turnout given the circumstances. But it's great that we have appeal to so many, and we've got that weekend coming up that we do.
This is a charity fundraiser for you guys.
Jeff, do you want to talk about the Enduro?
Sure. I don't know how many years it's been now, maybe 7 or 8 years that I've sponsored all the Enduros at all of our events. And a portion of each entry goes to a charity. And what we started with Wounded Warriors a number of years ago, and we've switched over to currently Disabled American Veterans. And then in addition to that, we have rides for charity during the lunch hour where spectators can go in a race car and go around the track, and they pay $20, and that all goes to disabled American veterans as well. This year, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to do that because we can't have spectators, but we'll do that again next year. And then I donate additional monies of my own to supplement what we've earned. So I think over the years we're probably somewhere around, I'm just guessing, $10,000 to $20,000 we've raised. You know, maybe it's more. I don't know. I don't keep track of it, but it's something nice to do. And then what we also try to do is, and again, this year it's not possible, but we try to have a veteran or two and their families and entertain them for the weekend. But again, this year, unfortunately, we can't do that because of the virus, but hopefully next year we'll be at that again.
Better to live for another day and, you know, to run the event under safe protocols, as Alex was pointing out. And of course, the charitable work is the most important part of that contribution. So,
right.
Yeah, we congratulate you on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Alex, anything you want to let us know about other upcoming events?
Yeah, with this one, the point is the great participation and having the S2s and our traditional folks have joined us, and others are coming that wouldn't normally have been, I don't think, racing with us, but coming from the East Coast to be able, because it's a great track and it's a fun time and it's available for them. A month later, we will have our traditional Elkhart Lake Vintage Festival at Elkhart Lake. And then in October, Jeff once again gets to co-chair it, and we'll have our last event of the year at Blackhawk.
Anything less than 200 Formula Fords will be a dire failure for the...
I think it will be dire relief for all of us, quite frankly. You know, I should mention that probably the work that went into, and I think we talked about this before, but staff side and Stacy, et cetera, and all the different folks that helped with getting the FF weekend done efficiently. It really was like improving our technology to be able to process things faster, to make it more efficient for everybody, just to enable you to be able to enjoy being with your compatriots and not get stuck waiting in lines forever. We can't make all of it identical for this at Groton, but we have applied different pieces of the technology that have really helped to, will make it smoother and allow us to comply with the health regs. So it's interesting. One thing has led to growth in other areas.
Yeah, I think Amy touched on that the last time we talked, that, you know, some of these things are driven by necessity. Obviously, the huge number of cars at the event, or, you know, the health protocols, but that, you know, true creativity is not, you know, just persevering in the face, but finding solutions that address these problems and then eventually lead to better outcomes for everybody and in the future. Denny, are you just listening there?
Yeah, I'm just processing. No, I just like to comment for our club, Vintage Sports 2000, that everybody that's coming is really excited. And I like to thank Jeff for all his hard work, because he has been very instrumental in us getting our group to come, and hopefully we do this again in the future as the years roll out. But I think the exposure that we've had with VSCDA has been extremely positive, and we're looking forward to doing things together in the future.
It's affinity groups that build successful events.
Absolutely.
So how long have you been racing S2000s, Denny?
Oh, my. I don't want to bore you guys with the history, but I'm 74 last 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
And, I used to race MG Midgets, Sprites, like Jeff did back in the 70s and 80s, and finished fourth at Atlanta twice for the runoffs with an F car and a G car. And my two sons, who are now 49 and 53, came to me about 13 years ago. They grew up around racetracks, and they said, "Dad, let's go racing again." And I said, "Well, if you want to put the bills, I'll wrench." Well, here we are 13 years later, and we've got four cars. A buddy of mine, Jack Freehoff, he and I own a car. My son, Brent, owns a Swift DB5, and a Lola that we just bought. And my other son, who's 53, owns a Swift DB2. So we're just totally engrossed in the sport and enjoying the racing and the camaraderie of really good people. I can't say enough about the quality and character of the people that we meet at the track. And I've been privileged in acquiring really, really good friends over the last 12, 14 years with the sport.
That's obviously a testament both to how much fun it is and the quality of VSCDA's events. VSCDA is a strong home for Sports 2000. You've got a great champion in Jeff there who obviously wants it to succeed. So, Jeff, any more races going to come? You got other plans for Sports 2000? What's in the future?
Well, certainly we hope that we're on the schedule again next year with Vintage Sports 2000 and at Groton. And we've had some discussion about maybe putting another event on there, or at least offering the Road America event or even our Blackhawk event. I know it's harder for the East Coast people to get around Lake Michigan, so Groton tends to be probably the best one for those folks. Road America or Blackhawk Farms would be a little longer drive for them, but so we're going to focus on this one, and after this is done, we'll talk about next year, hopefully. But we're really excited. I'm we've worked hard on this, and we're glad it's all coming together. And I can't wait for the guys to try the track and see what they think. Sometimes it's a little more difficult to get a big group when it's not a big name track like a Road America or Watkins Glen. But I think they're going to have loads of fun on this, and there's certainly plenty of track time. So we're thrilled to have them.
And I'm sure they're thrilled to be there. Alex, tell us, why should we be there?
Just to see the S2000s, to see that whole group the first time they go out on the track, and suddenly they have an off-camber turn, and they look up to the side and they see that pond. That alone will be worth being there just to see. It's unfortunate that we can't have spectators this year, but I'm sure we'll have pictures of it that'll be running in your magazine. But that will be, they'll be ready for it, but there still is nothing like having that off-camber out of nowhere, and you look off to the right and you see the pond there.
Do you guys do any streaming video at the event?
We're trying to get organized for that. I don't know if it's going to happen yet.
Does anybody have something that we've not covered that they think is important that maybe got missed and as we went along here that they'd like to add?
Well, maybe Denny could talk about some of the upcoming events for the S2s after this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, with the virus, we've been changing our schedule quite frequently. What we're looking forward to is VIR with SVRA the end of September in Virginia. And then on our schedule, we're going to be looking at doing Watkins Glen the middle of October with VRG. And if for some reason that gets canceled, our backup is to go to Pittsburgh, which has a great track. If anybody wants to have some really fun, that's really a great track, Pittsburgh. So we've also been looking at Road Atlanta the middle of November. However, most of the guys are saying, geez, middle of November, it's going to be pretty cold in Atlanta. So, but that's where we're at. We're just trying to wing it and come up with the best alternatives as we go forward.
It's been a very difficult year for schedules across the whole of the sport, really. Not just racing, but, Concours and everything, down to Cars and Coffee has been canceled, changed, moved, and then, of course, as Alex was pointing out earlier, doing an event in a way that's not sort of like, not winking at the rules, but really doing it the right way, it takes a lot of effort.
From my perspective, I think we're all in this because, I'll say, quote, the love of the sport. And we all have a lot of guys that put in a lot of time and effort to make this happen. Nobody gets a paycheck. We just do it because We enjoy doing it, and we enjoy the camaraderie and the racing at the track.
I think it's going to be the two groups, the FCDA overall and the S2 folks, are going to have a wonderful time together because the philosophies are identical. It's everything we all love about vintage racing coming together.
Jeff, any closing thoughts?
No, they're just one, as long as you're editing this, there's just one thought I had, you know, Denny kind of touched on it earlier. You know, I know when I started racing, I just wanted to go race. And I think the biggest surprise to me was all the friends that I've made in different parts of the country and different walks of life. And, you know, the racing sometimes is secondary to seeing all your buddies after a winter off of racing. So this is my first race of the year. So I'm excited to see all my friends again. And, it's a great sport for that.
Absolutely right. And, hopefully you can recognize them if they've all got masks on.
Yeah, right.
I never get tired of going to the bank with a mask on, you know?
We will have the masks on.
We're going to do a live follow-up, Alex?
Yeah, let's talk about that one later. I think so.
Okay, you got it. All right, gentlemen. Well, I guess we should all say goodbye then. On behalf of the magazine, I want to thank all of you for appearing on the call with us today. I appreciate the time it takes to do this and energy put into promoting the event and the sport in general. That's greatly appreciated on this end. Thank you.
All right, okay. Guys. Thank you very much.
And thank you for all you do.
Yeah, thank you very much. I've enjoyed the conversation.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's good to have duties that you enjoy, and this is certainly one of them. Nice to meet people and chat with them. So thank you very much.
All right, everybody stay well.
All right. Have a good evening.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.